three?
Speaker four.
This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just throw this down here.
Sorry, what are your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
I'm Katya.
Hi, Katya.
Katya.
Hi. Hi, nice
Eric.
to meet you, Eric, yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake, you know, just like
your movement.
Cool.
And this is the cake,
Pretty awesome.
see?
I think there is a milk.
Ooh, lemon.
Some of the liquid,
Did you
right?
hear what it is? This looks great,
Great.
huh? Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too much noise,
what
yeah.
and also what I'm wearing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yummy.
I'm excited.
Yummy.
I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food.
Yeah.
Four of us.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
we won by two in overtime,
Oh, really? Who did
Yeah.
you guys play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that didn't really count.
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Vegetables here.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome, though.
We were down by three with maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the 3-point line and shot three or yeah, three
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one. Checked the third one. Got his own rebound at the buzzer. It was amazing. Really
That's
fun,
awesome.
like watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
Talking about basketball.
Yeah. In a world where we're all in the same Yeah, I guess you Is it like, what
Yeah,
do you
it's
call it
like
then?
the
It's like a work league here.
Yeah, at the Moffitt gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. They had like a dodgeball league and stuff too, right?
Oh,
Oh,
cool.
really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that. I feel like that
Sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the face before a meeting.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Enjoy your lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
food. I'll have to go back for more later.
This is my first time trying LaCroix. It's really good.
Really?
It's yummy.
It's all the new trend now.
It's very basic but very
Mhm.
tasty, yeah.
So do you think they use like a real, you know, just like flavors
Oh,
to set
absolutely
up that?
not. I don't yeah. I don't think it's real.
It's all like sweeteners and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
I'm
some
so corrected.
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tasty though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alemany is? You know, just like close to Mission District but actual Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice.
Mhm.
Nice area.
Nice. Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose. And you're San Fernando?
That's
Yeah.
a good area too. Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley. Nice.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so many city kids. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Well, I had to get away cuz I was born and raised around here,
Oh,
so I
cool.
need to get away from home
Yeah.
a little bit. Yeah.
Nice.
You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out with my Cuz we're still here. It's like 2 hours each
Yeah.
way.
Yeah, it does take a while.
But
Especially
after a while
rush
you
and
kind
go.
of
That's tough up there.
Parking and everything.
But the same with the Nile Valley, probably.
It's not as bad, at least on probably 30 minutes, cuz it's further south.
Do
Yeah.
any of you take the shuttle? Guy?
I do.
That's
I don't
good.
think I've seen you
No,
all of
I
us
rarely,
though.
I take the west one all the way, so
Yeah,
yeah,
so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
Or
Yeah.
just hang
Yeah,
out.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But for you it's close, right? You know, just like it's
Yeah.
no problem for you. It's
You'd
awesome.
think so.
Unless there is a traffic.
Traffic's
There's
too
traffic.
bad.
Yeah.
How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's so
time I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Okay, not bad.
Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of construction
Yeah,
right
it's gonna
now.
be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, I bet it must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
In Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
Aw, that's nice.
For sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Yeah, Orange County.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Hey, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up
nice.
in Siberia.
Wow.
Cool.
But yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You worry for the farthest distance
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, relocation.
If to travel back it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around it.
Oh, really?
You know?
Cool.
It will be faster.
One day.
One day, yeah.
You don't get to go back
Uh,
often
yeah,
enough.
not often, but indeed, in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to visit
Oh,
my
nice.
little nephew.
Oh,
Oh, nice.
is that once the World Cup is done?
Almost.
Hi.
1 week prior
Oh,
should be
okay.
done.
Okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
part too.
that's awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If it's
guess.
on.
Yeah. It's
But
really
yeah.
For the World Cup I do. It's
It's
yeah.
a big event.
That's yeah. Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting
It's
for?
fun. That's a good question. So the US obviously is
Didn't
not
qualify.
playing, so can't root for them. Yeah. And Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for, I think, the first time in it's been a while.
Yeah, been a million years.
In history. Or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kinda rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
Rooting for
Entertainment.
good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well, not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not like good.
Yeah. A lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah.
anyway.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Be cool to see. It's a lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So, but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah. What you
Mine
do,
is
Yale?
figure skating. I love watching
Oh.
figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the time
Yeah,
and
it's
everyone's
hard.
like, she's good and you know, just like you know, in the character like she's falling down. I'm not into character, I just fell down
Oh,
on ice. How about you guys?
wow. Kinda like the basic ones. You know, like going to like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, do a little bit of that and just some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. been lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing,
Wow.
kickboxing and
Nice.
stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, until
Nice.
until my body just
Yeah.
doesn't stop
Good
there,
workout
just
though.
yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like getting my butt kicked, I don't
Yeah.
know, but
And how about you, Daniella?
I love basketball. I wish I was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh
Yeah.
no.
Yeah. lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Oh man,
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess the
Yeah,
few
me
more
too.
kinda. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Wow.
I guess once a week.
Mhm.
Well, I have
On
not been making
Wednesdays.
the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They are really fun.
It's just at the gym, right?
Mhm.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. Grew
You
up
guys were
with
in a
it.
basketball polo.
Yeah,
Growing up?
true.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Mhm. Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah,
so
that's
Yeah.
awesome.
went through the whole lull of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember going
You're given
overseas,
permission.
Fair weather
Yeah,
fans.
yeah, exactly. Like I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those
And
were
like
the days.
and they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier, just like the more they win started to win,
Yeah.
the more expensive
Oh yeah.
the tickets
And
would
they're
got.
now very good.
They're yeah, too good. I'm like I can't afford to go
Yeah,
again.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting because that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah.
instead of keeping it, in Oakland because Oakland
Yeah.
also needs developments like that. And San
It's
Francisco is already
packed.
really
Yeah.
crowded. Just Giants, stadium with its
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse and it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, I was just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there, and only probably
Yeah.
by helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like
next
next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah,
So
2019.
fast.
Is it 2018
Wow.
now already? Yeah. No. I think it's 2019.
That's crazy.
2020. Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. Oh no, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah, so I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
would
crazy.
like to spend on this?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
They played the Pelicans. So that's pretty big,
Oh,
but
the Brow.
it was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, I
And
know.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Who was it?
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah. So I would like to get another plate. We have
I will probably
our
get
cook made
more.
a lot of food today.
We'll probably get
So
more soon.
yeah. And it's delicious. I like the Guinness kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have
I heard
you
it was
seen
so
it?
good. No.
No, what'd
It's
you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that's
what all my friends were telling me, that it's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families
Yeah.
growing up.
Especially
Asian
Yeah.
Americans, yeah.
I think, I don't know what it's about. It was about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's
Oh.
about dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was the first short film to Asian female.
Oh, wow.
Very
I didn't
cool.
know that. It's impressive how they take those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in coming out like just recently, which I loved.
I
But with that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process.
Yeah.
But even Latino community, they said like it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions
Oh,
with
wow.
that.
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
That
saw that
took me
late
a while.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also
It was
about
pretty
2 weeks
good.
ago.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
You like it?
That was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
Imagine how
pretty
much they paid
crazy.
the actors, you know, because to
So
bring all
many.
those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said like for me it's a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and you know, just like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time?
You
There's
don't.
40 different people.
You
can't,
You
right?
can't.
And such big name people
Actors,
too.
yeah.
And then you give like a prologue for like lead up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For yeah, for what it is, I'm not like you set the I set the bar really low. Or expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind
That's
of
good. For me it was vice versa. I was like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. Just like, let's go for it. And then I was just
Better
like,
be good.
really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. Still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and you know, probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah.
Probably. Airplane movie.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch because you can. You have nothing else
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those
do.
that don't
I do.
have the
Yeah.
screens.
Cathay Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so I
Nice.
finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
They upgraded to
Yeah.
Cathay Pacific. That's nice.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, starting with champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to land, and then once you land in, I was just like, I don't remember what movies I watched, but it was
Yeah, right?
fun.
The only the problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like,
yeah.
oh no, oh.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that. Those
It's your first
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the cattle class
Yeah.
anymore. Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. I think so too, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year is packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. People are all like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the bachelor.
and yeah, and the clothes. It's
Oh,
much.
yeah.
With all those parties coming along, like bachelorette or bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? And you're just like, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that is all the baby showers, so doesn't really end, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah, just attend them anyway.
See a
Yeah.
business idea here. Rent
Some
some
of my friends decided
children.
not to have kids
Yeah.
and just like, why would they spend all this time, just like on kids and, like it's personal like choice and but yes, definitely there is a bunch of them, there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, it kinda
Yeah, you get roped
Yeah.
into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You're kind of dragged by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like taking this baby from our friends and just like and she's like I was like, "Hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute." And she's like, "No, thanks. I love you baby guys, but no thanks."
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't want to touch
I'm
this
good.
baby.
That's
Oh,
funny.
man. Yeah, well hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
America,
and
and you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation
It's not
or?
for fun,
No.
unfortunately.
Can you
Yeah.
turn it into fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
So
Oh, I did last time too.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
Yeah,
cool.
pretty cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it. Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for 4th of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston.
Nice.
It's really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready
Nice.
for that.
But the good part that they have almost every place has swimming pools. You know, you're gonna really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. I'll be good.
Perfect.
That's next week already.
That's a good way to do
I
it.
know, templates, right?
Yeah. Yeah, coming out in July.
Last time I went to Texas, I did like barbecue. After day one, I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats.
Yeah.
Your salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
roof.
the
Yeah.
salt, the sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
I mean, like I wanna wash this down, and then you're like, here's a slab of butter on bread. Like, have at it. Cornbread.
And lemonade with like just sugar.
Yeah, meat
Sugar
cornbread,
water.
sweet tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
It's so good though.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't really like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing the barbecue party in the park. But you know San Francisco, how windy it gets? And it so happened it was the windiest day ever. So even to start the, just like fire, it took us a while.
Yeah. It keeps going out. Was this next to the water?
In
Like
the
Christie
park?
Field or something?
McLaurin Park?
Oh,
Where
okay.
is that?
It's if you exit Alemany, just and there is a Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after Golden Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's a little
Not that
wilder.
high either.
It has a beautiful lake, just a couple of nice lakes nearby. But
Wow.
to make story short, it's all of the food was covered with ashes or
Oh, yeah.
something. God,
Oh,
it's like
man.
ash building.
Well, that kind of barbecuing is very different than
Yeah. Texas barbecue. Which is, I mean, that stuff is
Yeah.
or Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
Whole different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good. It is. I was in Austin, Texas, a couple months ago for a bachelor party. We got to barbecue down there, but I felt terrible.
actually wasn't even that good, because the one that was really good was they like ran out of food.
Oh.
So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people, and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh, let's just go to like this one next door, and it was not very good. And I felt horrible after eating it.
No.
But at least I had Texas barbecue.
Yeah, I could cross it off and
Yeah. Check marks.
I just gotta do all the other stuff instead.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again. Yeah. Make that another trip.
Yeah. I just did my first crawfish boil down in Roma. That was awesome too.
Wow.
It's like it was for a wedding and
Cool.
they had a royal office house right on the bayou.
That's
So
awesome.
we're just like buckets.
So how did it come to you in like a big bucket or bag?
They had a trailer with like where they boiled it at the house, and it was just probably like the size of this table just full of crawfish. And they just started like scooping up like shoveling out crawfish on their plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then when you're done, there's like just throw it in the bayou, just recycle.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's funny. Wait, what? Is it just like build up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I think the gators get into it or something. I'm
Oh.
sure. Something like that.
Gators.
But yeah, it was like
Gator poses maybe.
Yeah.
Release.
Well, that's where they come from. In the bayou, so I guess even the worst. Yeah, you would think all the spices that they started with.
Yeah.
But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food?
This is a hard one.
Hard.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, if that makes
My problem,
sense.
I love everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like the way too much. Probably except for, you know, Palestinian food. For me, it's a little bit too spicy.
Which?
Palestinian. You know, Palestinian food might be a little spicy for me.
Okay.
But Italian, French, and Japanese, for instance, are the best. How about you guys?
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize it by I will eat any type of that food.
Yes,
Anything.
exactly.
Yeah.
And then the Asian category.
Yeah.
Yeah. Japanese. And Taiwanese food.
What
That's just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
Awesome.
They're all fairly different though. Like
Oh, yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food
Okay.
and Taiwanese food. So those two would be my like last meal on earth kind of thing.
What about you, Michael?
I would say Italian food is that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
That was so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food?
Not really.
In like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah.
off the streets.
The street food versus
I'm not sure if it's gonna be the truth, but are we talking about wonton soup? It's my favorite.
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
about.
just like the way that fish is prepared. Yeah.
Like steamed and
Yeah,
like
very freshly. Ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
That was more what I was first shown when I was there and was not a big fan. And
Yeah.
then I had more of the cleaner stuff was like this is
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese
I
cuisine?
don't really know enough to say, but I guess is roast goose Cantonese?
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right?
Roast
That's what I was thinking about when you said.
Yeah.
I was like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And a lot of pig's
Debbie's roasted like suckling pigs and stuff. You can get a
Yum.
I guess so. Yeah, that's not
six-week-old baby pig. That's not
Speaking of
bad.
suckling, you know, just like a pig, you might be interested. Like there is in Napa Valley, there is a place, you know, just like called Casilla de Hermosa Winery.
Oh yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
You've been there, right? So and you know they do tournaments and the way they say like there are knights, they can, you know, just like, you know, just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after, you know, after them, after tournament, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on the grill, like roasted pigs, you know, served.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you anyone of you know, just like vegetarian or vegan?
Not
Don't be.
I was just like, I didn't know this happened. I was just like, some people might find it.
Chicken. Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino thing actually, to have like a huge piece of huge pig on the table
Oh
with
wow.
an apple in its mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. That sounds
It's
good.
pretty good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know my Greek friend, they would do roast pig for their family reunions and stuff. I've heard like they do like lamb, like goat or something also.
Oh yeah. They just
Whomever they can pitch.
Whatever meat.
Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the pasta, yeah. And obviously you know, pasta with meat. Like the ones had this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals. It was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like the local lounge. It was supposed to be cool. Really cool.
I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though on the West Coast.
It is, yeah. It's not fair.
Takes a while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like, you know, where locals went, you know, it's from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones, but I really enjoyed the French cuisine, California French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe we're just spoiled here because we have really good restaurants around us.
We do, yeah, the diversity of food is,
Yeah.
For sure.
yeah.
And for the Italian, my favorite is like pasta dish carbonara, you know, just so you know, and for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat. My favorite thing. So and in Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh, that's hard.
I don't even know where to start.
One dish to try, you know, just like which one
Yeah,
would
one
you guys
last
go
meal.
for?
Oh,
Yeah.
last
One
meal.
last meal.
Ooh.
It'd be sushi for me. Really
Or something like
fatty
that, or
tuna.
like
You love tuna and salmon.
The fatty tuna.
Like a
Wait,
nice bowl of like del torre or something. Oh man.
Hungry.
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My
So
spice tolerance isn't great, but
it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible.
How can you taste anything after
Well,
that?
it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
It's too big in China.
hot pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
you and like nobody warned me that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
I did. That's pretty cool,
That's really the way you should
That's
do it,
right?
right? It's much better that way.
You tell them after too.
And I was just like, what is going on? I was like, I'm like And they're like,
You went
oh
to
yeah,
the
Sichuan pepper. I
dentist.
was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually,
You recommend that.
there's one here in Cooper.
There's a handful over, yeah. Are you thinking
Tino?
about Haidilao?
Haidilao, yeah. If you ever just want to mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not really
That's
as
the
old
reason
right
I did.
now for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
in the dentist.
You do
It's
look spicy.
great
I'm
when you
okay with spicy. I'm getting better.
When you have people confident, like, "Oh yeah, I can take your meat." Like, "Let me
Yeah.
take you somewhere real quick."
Yeah, well, I mean, this isn't, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like, "Whoa,
Different.
this is hot," but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Just can't feel it in the
Yeah.
Chews it. It also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste to
There's a tang.
Yeah.
It's like a tangy.
So the more you eat it, do you get used to it? Like, you feel it less?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer it away like nothing.
Yeah.
So maybe, like,
Yeah, maybe.
I don't feel it less.
Yeah.
It's also interesting how each culture, each country have their own spice. Where I'm originally from Ru- in Russia, it's so, you know, just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard in the way how it's made. Also the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like the mix. But from the previous republics of the Soviet Union, we had like you know, spices called adjika with different peppers with, you know, just like some mixed. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers, and but they're always mixed somehow with tomatoes or tomatillos, you know. So in Asian culture, I believe it's the wasabi?
Yeah,
Yeah?
that's horseradish usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the ones you get here, yes, it's similar. They use horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Japan and north Oklahoma. And down south.
Wasabi type.
Yeah,
Is that what you
wasabi
said?
goes
Yeah,
just
wasabi.
peppers and a
Yeah.
lot of peppers, yeah.
Unalakazam.
Oh my gosh,
That's some
that
real
shit's fire.
lava.
Yeah.
I've heard that in Petaluma they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices. Everyone, of course, wears goggles and masks. So, but they, you know, just like have smallest amount of, you know, like they say saffron, in big amounts can make your like blood, you know, become a jelly because you cannot really eat a lot of saffron spice. That's why it's all in small, you know, just
Really?
like.
Yeah.
So be careful on saffron, guys.
Yeah,
So, but
being right on
yeah,
edge.
the spices, you know, just like there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow. This
It's
is in
amazing.
Petaluma, you said?
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
So for me, the
Forgotten.
spiciest thing was, you know, just like probably kimchi that I've ever tried. And when
Kimchi.
people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever felt like your hairs kind of like setting on
No.
fire? No, it's true, kimchi.
I have, wow. That's what, what,
so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant I gave me a bunch of, they're all so different, basically. Like, some places are just like shit ton of garlic
Yeah,
in this, and then
some
others
sort of
were
like
like really
fermented.
spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time I'm just walking around like my mouth is like, you can taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's pretty gnarly spicy too, which is
Kimchi tasting like we have,
ridiculous.
you know, a wine tasting around in
Yeah.
California, so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's funny they can do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. It's so good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here? What you guys do?
I will be obvious. Tamal Pais.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Have you been there too?
I have.
They changed it up
Is that just,
a little
is
bit.
that Mount Tam? Is that the same thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it's both. They're, it's where
Did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamal
Tamales,
Pais?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales, you know, just like.
You know where all the oyster farms and all that are now?
I thought that's they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's just,
okay.
yeah. I think it was something about the license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on your picnic bench in
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
On the bay. That
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. Yeah, I used to do that all the time. Just go up and shuck some oysters on the day out.
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something
they
after
just sell you like
cooking?
a bag of oysters. And they're like,
Oh.
"Here you go. Get an oyster shucker."
Oh,
And
right.
all we would do, like, we would typically go out for like birthday parties, so sometimes we'd get like a bus or something and go up
Yeah.
and just, yeah, bring other barbie picnic snacks and stuff
Yeah.
like that. And then just
north of
North, yeah, just keep going past, just driving like, it's about north, like an hour or so.
Mhm.
Yeah, just like, just Hog Island, it's kinda nice, but it's still out
Yeah.
there. Just, especially when it's like a really nice day, super
Yeah,
chill.
yeah.
Bring some wine, wine
Yeah,
tasters,
that sounds yummy.
We're here or out.
Did you guys like oysters?
Yes,
Yeah?
yeah. I don't love them, but I'll eat it if I'm
Yeah.
know it's fresh and I can see it
Yeah.
being fresh and delivered, yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. You learn how to shuck it. You can bring like a little glove so you don't
Yeah,
cut
it's a whole
yourself
thing.
like I do.
You cut yourself?
All the time. Well, there's like a graph of like how much wine you consume and how much necklace you
I'm sure there's a lot of that graph of
Yeah.
many things.
Yeah, then but after a while, you know, just like if the graph goes up on the consumption
Yeah.
you can already switch to it, like instead of breaking and opening, you will be talking like out, you know, just like the thing out of the shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking. Has it ever gotten to that point?
I don't, not that I know of. What do you like your end more than in the south though, maybe?
I don't know. If you're active, I recommend like fish and chips if
Yeah.
you haven't done that before. It's pretty intense. I
Yeah.
didn't realize that
I didn't
and
either when
I didn't
I did
want
it.
I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty intense.
Usually
No
that,
shade.
I
Yeah.
thought it'd be a quick little hike.
Yeah, it's
That
not.
turned out to be a lot tougher than I thought. Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and then keep going, but the view at the top is really worth it. So
How long was the hike?
About 3 miles?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so
straight
not that
up.
long, but it
No.
was still intense.
You're still climbing up
The
to one
elevation
of the top
is
peaks though.
Wow.
Yeah. So like the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, "Okay, this is a pretty strenuous hike."
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution. And I was like, "Okay, that's not bad." And then I actually do it and like, this is pretty tough. And I don't know, I
Yeah.
consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so
Wow.
It's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go somewhere where it's like, you know, sun like this weekend. Cuz this weekend this is really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you didn't
You
really
went
have
this
that.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend is really
Yeah.
hot. And my apartment doesn't have AC, so it's
Ooh.
pretty miserable.
Yeah, I
Tell
bet.
me about it. San Francisco, I don't think San Francisco, except for the Pueblerino communities, they have ACs
Yeah.
other
Yeah,
than
but it's
Bellflower.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
Yeah,
Yeah.
you have like natural AC.
Yeah,
That's
It's
true.
fun.
It's never.
Yeah.
That was the heat wave last year though. I don't have,
Yeah.
I don't even have air conditioning either, but I never beat it.
Yeah, you never beat
So
it.
it's usually like 50 degrees at my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat sometimes. Kind
Me
of
neither.
just like just always
Turn on all
kind
the
of
stoves
like
and just hover around
cold,
that.
yeah.
Yep.
But I don't really need it. I'd rather die than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast and you're from Russia, so
Yeah.
our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
still moderately
And
California.
you guys local here in
Yeah,
California, Los Angeles.
so we can't complain.
OC's pretty local, huh?
Yeah.
It's interesting that like I lived here for about 10 years and I still, you know, find places that I haven't heard about. Like recently I discovered the place Failloli Gardens. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't heard this one.
You've heard?
What's
It's
it about?
beautiful. Like Hearst Castle,
Yeah.
right? You know,
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Oh, Failloli is located actually from 280. It's from San Francisco 20, 30 minutes away, you know, just a beautiful, you know, park with like flowers and stuff. Have you ever been to Hearst Castle?
No.
No.
I haven't either.
California,
Hearst
I've been
Castle.
here my whole life and it is so much I haven't
Well,
seen
that's one
still.
of those places, cause all this passive driving to LA or back, and you're like, I just wanna get there.
Yeah.
I don't wanna stop. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? And I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can't at any time.
I've never
No.
been to St. Petersburg.
Really?
To Moscow, yes, but not St. Petersburg. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't even done Alcatraz. I see
Yeah,
it
see,
outside
there
the window
we
right now.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You grew up here too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I know. So
It's
I've not
okay.
been there either.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
So that's when you would do like museums or monuments. That was but nothing otherwise.
Yeah.
I just never would do it.
Have you been to the lighthouse?
I have.
Before they
Yeah.
senator?
They're still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Mhm.
always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of tours and things of that nature. I worked on Capitol Hill for one
Cool.
summer, so I